Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. Welcome to Fightful. It is May 8th, 2024. It's the What Do You Guys Want to Talk About podcast. Man, I don't know how long it's been since I've done a show with Jimmy at this point. Like, as I'm trying to look back, because last week, John Alba filled in for me. The week prior, John Alba filled in for me. This week, Jimmy Van's out of the office. Get well soon, Jimmy Van. But, man, it's been about a month, so... that'll be a lot of fun when we get back in the saddle and all that. Please leave a thumbs up, subscribe, tap the bell for notifications, leave a comment after the fact. We have some housekeeping to sort of tend to here. It's been a rough couple of weeks. I talked about it on the WWE Raw post show and talked about how things unfolded this weekend. But like on a human standpoint, I want to talk to so many of you that watch this show. I did lose my grandmother a week and a half ago. She was the most important person in my entire life. She is responsible for me being here. I mean, physically and as far as my career goes, I wouldn't be alive without her. And I thought that emotionally, mentally, all that stuff, that I had perhaps prepared myself over the past couple of years for how I would feel when that loss occurred. And you know, I've lost, unfortunately, an awful lot of friends in my day. Nothing could have prepared me for the emptiness that has overcome me after that. And there's really nothing I can do about it. There's no way to fix it. And I would just encourage you guys. I know it's very, very cliche, but if you have somebody like that and you keep saying, you know what? I should go see them. Go do it. Absolutely go do it. I want to thank my team. I can't name all 40 of them right here on this show, but my team for stepping up for me, led by Jeremy and so many others, Joel, who just, came back from his own incredible loss. And I was able to go and spend an awful lot of time with my grandmother over the last couple of weeks. And unfortunately, she left even much sooner than I thought that she would. But man, I can tell you this—it's the feeling of is not something that I even anticipated. I'd mentioned this on the air Monday. Like, I haven't cried, I haven't been angry, I haven't had that denial or anything because I don't have that in me anymore. Like, I don't have that in me, and I just encourage you guys, please. Go spend time with your family. go spend time with those people that aren't doing too good. It is something that you cannot ever get back. And here's what I'll say. You will never regret going and doing that, but you will absolutely regret not doing it. So I'm very excited to talk to you guys today. Please send in your super chats, humper chats, like Just Mass did, said, welcome back. We love you, brother. If you haven't sent in a humper chat before, go to humperchats.com. It's H-U-M-P-E-R chats.com. And if this isn't enough for you, I'm back doing Q&As this week over on FightfulSelect.com, the best $5 in the business. And, you know, I mentioned my team that stepped up. Corey Brennan has been kicking ass on Scoops. He got thrown into the fire. Corey Brennan got hired and then started reporting news for the most accurate and biggest by volume wrestling exclusive news website in the world. And he's doing a great job. But also, he did a Q&A last week. Kate and Alex did Q&As last week. Joel and Jeremy did as well. So I want to thank them because, like, we very, very much pride ourselves on what we give you for that $5. Like, for example, somebody yesterday said, the Mike Rome news, they paid $5 for that. Well, no. Anybody that subscribes to Fightful Select know how much we put on there. And if we're going to miss something, miss a show, I want to make sure you get a lot more than that. So I just want to thank you all so much. And boy, we'll address Cheesegate. So Saturday, the post-show presser happened. I did not watch that. I watched the clip in which referenced Fightful and PW Insider. I mentioned after that, I was in contact with people in WWE and in contact with Triple H. And again, I can't really elaborate on how that conversation went or what was said because it was largely off the record. But man, on Monday when I talked about it, I did talk about my issues regarding Triple H saying that. And I know he doesn't like wrestling media, and that's fine. And I am never exempt from criticism. And there will be some people that are like, Sean Rossap can't take criticism. I'm like, no, when you call me an idiot or a dumb mark or something like that, uninstigated, no, I'm not going to like that. If you say, well, here's some issues I have with this coverage or lack of coverage, and please address this. Well, my God, I talk about stuff like that in our Discord all day, every day. But I didn't feel like that came from a genuine place. And the biggest thing was the reaction. And I got some really gross comments and a lot of really uneducated comments. And then people saying, oh, yeah, Triple H didn't call him. Well, yeah, he did. And whether or not it was at the behest of, I don't know who it was, WBPR, Nick Khan, whoever, I don't know and I don't care. But, you know, I dealt with a lot of really, really weird people and they dragged my family into it. They dragged staff into it. It was just a pain in the ass. So I was telling Kate and Corey, you know what? Don't argue with people online. I know I'm not the one to say that, but we're going to prove a point with our reporting this summer. And I had sarcastically posted, and of course I can't sarcastically post anything without people taking it seriously. But I said, I want all the finest French cheeses delivered to my home as a token of apology. And today, WWE sent me French cheeses as a token of apology. Not just me, by the way. I'll leave him to reveal what exactly his said and stuff. But Mike Johnson did get one as well. That did happen. But it came with a nice note with a letterhead, which you can see on my Twitter. It says, it's a pleasure working with you throughout the year. Your work is strong, and we appreciate your commitment to the craft. Nick, Paul, Chris, and Greg, and your friends at WWE. So, listen, what isn't going to happen, and I knew wasn't going to happen, you weren't going to see Triple H come out and say, I'm sorry, publicly. And I'll put it like this. There's somebody, I'm not going to say what company they're in. There's a talent that is not that pleasant to deal with, but is on good terms with me. And sort of the running joke is when they need to apologize, they don't say, I'm sorry. They just do or say something nice. You're not getting an apology from them. Well, that's pretty well what I expected here. And I cope with humor, if you guys couldn't tell. And that did make me laugh after a very, very tough week, emotionally, professionally, personally, all that stuff. Wish it wouldn't have happened. Wish that it wasn't necessary, because I would have liked to have rather focused on what I was focusing on. But now we got this cheese plate. I'm one step away from being that absolute dipshit Alfred Conowa now. So let's unbox this bad boy. Let's see what we got here. Oh my God. So here's the rib. It's got these little fibers in there, this straw all over the place. It's so messy. My office is going to look like Meltzer's. No disrespect to Dave. Okay. What do we got here? Camembert de France. Soft ripened cheese. Rio. I don't know anything about this. I don't know if this is supposed to be refrigerated. I'm going to say probably. But then again, I don't think they really expected me to eat this, because I'm probably not. This is Ossan, Italy, France. I don't know, man. But it's like, you know, it's like one of those slices. One of those slices. It also comes with a nice cheese knife. And I did need a nice cheese knife, to be honest with you. And then Divina sour cherry spread. Now, this I might give a go. That I might give a go. And the cheese knife. Big fan of that. But I appreciate the token of whatever it was, whether it be an apology or whatever. And I said this on Monday for the people that were really, really rude about it and really terrible and took it as a victory lap. Up your ass, first off. And second off, you can't take more from me than what I lost last week. And you can sit there and make your whole personality about me and develop a sense of community about me and all that good stuff. And you know what I'll do? I'll keep doing good work, hanging out with cool people, talking with our audience, and making that money. So there you go. If you guys have any questions about this, the process, this much I assure you, not going to change my coverage of WWE or anything like that, but I do appreciate the gesture. Now you're going to hear from our sponsor at Bet Online. Hey guys, I'm here to tell you about betonline.ag, the official betting partner of Fightful. It's not just an online platform. They've been trusted for over 25 years. They boast a focus on the player approach and have built their reputation on offering their clients nothing but the best. From cutting-edge technology to enticing promotions and the latest sports betting odds. Whether it be wrestling, MMA, boxing, or football, baseball, basketball, or racing, anything you can think of. All major sporting events are covered by betonline.ag. Fast payouts, highest credit card acceptance industry-wide, safe and secure online environments, and their live betting feature allows you to bet on your favorites weekly and easily and in real time. betonline.ag. That's where we're going at Fightful. That's where we suggest you go as well. That's where we get all of our odds at. betonline.ag. Only bet what you can, and please bet responsibly. By the way, the Fast Nationals for WWE Raw are in. They average 300 billion viewers. Again, our coverage will not be affected. How many grilled cheeses are you going to make with your gift? None, bro. I did have a hot ham and cheese on Monday. Damn, good. Amir says, thoughts on Jinder's release? I understand why, from WWE's perspective, that happened. I think that he will do well on the indies, especially. I think that he will be somebody that you can... I know that he wants to be a babyface, but I think that he's going to do really, really well out there. Grapple Geekery says, sending you and yours all the positive waves, SRS. Thank you. I mean, listen, I was very excited to come back and talk with you guys, because this is my sense of community. Like, this is what I like to do. I like to talk with you guys. Pandas and Sean, too. WP Zero, glad to have your back. Thank you. I mean, listen, the support of you guys is very important, because I'm aware that it gets very exhausting on my Twitter to go after dumb people. Sometimes I feel like dumb people need to be highlighted. So when you guys do that, I very much appreciate it. Hurst Hill says, lost my grandma last month. When I hear SR or the Fightful crew, feel alive again. Thank you. Man, that means more to me than I could possibly say, man, because not a lot's making me feel that way right now. So I appreciate it. I do not know what this says, Josh Mansfield, but I thank you so much. Do you see the brand split being hard this time? Getting a bit worried seeing NXT last night. That's why I thought NXT would get to draft talent. So I had a spirited discussion with Kate about this. NXT just isn't a part of that. They're just not a part of that. It's exempt, and it's better for everybody else if you just accept the fact that it's not. And they really haven't been. There's always been main roster talent that pop up there, but the reality is NXT is not going to be that third brand on the level of Raw and SmackDown. It will be a third brand, but it will be that hybrid developmental and you know, between main roster. And you need that. You need veteran talent coming down and spending time with the NXT talent to evaluate them, to see if they've got it, to work with them, to make them better. And that's why, and I do think they should mention this on the air, they should have Ava say, well, you know what? We didn't get draft picks, so what we get are cameos. We get people to pop up all the time. And I think everybody would go, yeah, okay. Because listen, nobody was more staunch on the brand split than me back in the day. Now, if it's Raw and SmackDown, I get it. NXT, Matt says, glad you got your apology from WWE and Triple H. Best journalist in the game. Well deserved. You deserve your flowers and cheese. Thank you so much. Jelly Canuck says, hope you're doing okay, SRS. The NHL gave AEW a gift by not booking the Canucks Oilers game on Saturday night due to all the collisions. Remember, you and the rest of the Fightful team are awesome. Well, thank you. And I saw people saying, like, well, people might no-show AEW Dynamite because it's there. It's in that area. But like the watch party will be happening like 30 minutes after this, after the show ends. So who would you like from Stardom to be on Forbidden Door? Okay, so for those of you who don't know, that was broken by Fightful Select today. Man, Siri Kondo is one of my favorite workers on the planet of all time, Siri Kondo. So that's who I want to see. No crackers? Damn it, SRS. Sending love your way. No crackers. WBD upfronts are next Wednesday. Any AEW TV gossip? Just, you know, some speculation. I don't have this information. This is a hunch, not a report. But I wouldn't be surprised to see the announcement come like in the summer. So TKO will be having their Q1 investors call today. Will Fightful stream it like they did in the past? Maybe. I will not be here for it. Spending some time with my family, trying to value all that. Will you be on the call? I'm never on the call. I stream the call. I'm not an investor, so I'm never on the call. If NBCU gets the NBA, do you think that will affect WWE? No, not really, because they're in for Friday nights. And that's it. Like, no more NXT, no more Raw. It's just Friday night, so it won't affect it, really. If NBCU gets NBA, it's going to help AEW a lot because they're going to need that firm content there. Since WWE sent her to the Kentucky Derby and had her in the Mania 41 promo, is it safe to assume that WWE feel confident that Becky will re-sign if she hasn't already, considering Seth has? They seem pretty confident. I haven't asked for an update on that of late, and that's something that I am going to start to ask for an update on, like almost immediately, probably after I get off this show. I'll be like, hey, you know what? Let's see what I can find out. But I think that they believe that she'll stay. She seemed like she wanted to stay when I talked to her. Big love, SRS. Keep up those deadlock references. Don't get to check them out as much as I'd like, but I really love what they do. From an on-screen standpoint to the wrestling aspect of things, I really admire the community they put together. Just Mask says, my grandmother passed away unexpectedly in 2021, something you can never prepare for. I remember the last conversation we had, cherish the moments. Listen, here is a funny story to me. So along this process, I found out / remembered that my mother and my grandmother lived in Cleveland for years. So anybody who knows me knows that I always take shots at Cleveland. And I told her, hey, I'm going to Cleveland to work in August. I'll go find your house, take some pictures of it, show you. She goes, Cleveland? Sounds like a terrible job. That's one of the last things she said to me a few days before. Anakin says, Sean, I didn't cry at my grandparents' funeral either. Wasn't until almost 2 years after at their grave I finally did. Everyone deals with it differently. I almost did when I officiated it, man. Like, because I was the one that spoke to the family, our family. And it's tough, dude. Again, I cannot possibly prepare. And I'll tell you what, it makes you value the rest of your family even more. It really does. And I've lost so many people in my life. And just nobody as close to me or as instrumental in me as that. Sean, wild weather day for a large portion of the county. Please stay safe and check the Storm Prediction Center site. See if you're affected. Oh, my friend, I was affected this morning. We had big storms. We had hail. Power went out briefly. But yeah. Yana says, do you know if TNA is eyeing any women to sign under an actual contract? They need to grow the KO division. That I can't say, but I don't know, rather. But what I'm told is that we're to expect new people rotated in and out regularly. I'll tell you what, I don't know if they're looking to sign somebody, but I know of another somebody they're bringing in to get a look at very soon, next week. KE775 says, have you heard which NXT call-ups WWE are excited about? Like Dragunov and Lyra are going to get some opportunities. Anyone else? Lyra, obviously. Braun Breaker is a big one that they like. But I know that Corey heard that they're still coming up with some creative stuff for like Dijak and stuff. Josh says, see you at SummerSlam. Tickets bought. Go Browns. I'll probably hang around for that show because it's Cleveland. It's a drive. So I'll have to see how the media falls there, but yeah, I'll probably, be there. I mean, I know I'll be in town for it. I mean, Jeremy Lambert, I'm not going to pass up an opportunity to hang out with him. MXM, we're on Maven's channel discussing contracts, including no pay-per-view bonuses. If true, can that be a huge factor as to why WWE is more profitable than ever? Well, also the general downside guarantees are. Have you guys seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt, staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looked more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix it with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike the other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade, has hundreds of five-star reviews. I love the taste of this. I love the way that I feel after drinking it. I've never felt better. My digestion is smoother, body looks leaner. I have energy all day. I just feel younger. And the flavor is so much better than other green drinks. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/Fightful for up to 44% off your regular price order. Every purchase is packed with a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, boosts of energy, and overall a healthier body, go to roundhouseprovisions.com/Fightful today.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Much, much larger now than in Maven's day. So that's why there aren't pay-per-view bonuses or merch bonuses or anything like that once until they fill up that bucket, so to speak, the bucket system. Because like I remember in 2019 when the OC got $700,000 a year and people were like, oh my God, that's insane. And when FTR put out there, yeah, we got offered $8 million, people were like, no way, that's bullshit, not true. Well, it was true. And not only that, I know of people who are not in the top of the card who get about 3.5 times more than that per year now, in the millions. People who have not been world champion in years getting like $3 million. Could AEW have considered completing all TV tapings at 8 MT and allow fans to stay for the Oilers game afterwards? Could they sell more tickets that way? Listen, I don't know. I think they've got like a viewing party right outside, is what I was told. That's what I was told. Van Twinblade says, gender with the hustle and muscle, new version of Desi Hit Squad, or reunion with Bollywood Boys, I'd be okay with both. I would want him to reunite with the Bollywood Boys. I really would. I think that they are, that is probably people's fondest memories of gender. And the Bollywood Boys have been out there hustling, man. They have been out there hustling. But I think that he's going to get a lot of bookings. We'll have a story on that this weekend. Kim Gray, love seeing you here. Hope Bo's doing good. Lost one set of grandparents 5 months apart when I was 13. All four are gone now. I'm 42 now. Miss them terribly. We love you. I got one left, and unfortunately, we're not as close. But, man, it leaves a real hole in your heart. Do you have an update as to why Brad Bloom resigned as WWE CEO? Rumor, speculation you've heard of who replaces him. No rumors or speculation. No, I personally have no idea. I was off that beat this weekend for obvious reasons. I'm going to start looking into that almost immediately. He was named in the lawsuit. Not that he did anything, by the way, but he was named there. I don't know if that had anything to do with anything because I'm told about... I was told by people within WWE that if they remain in WWE, the company feels pretty confident in them. Heard of locations for WWE PLEs post-bash at Berlin. Can we expect them to go back to Europe or somewhere else internationally? I think what they're going to do is look at what they can draw for site fees, what they can draw from live gate, because, man, these gates are it was like $3 million. Now they didn't get a site fee, which I was still surprised by. But the gate was insane for a 5-match show. Now, granted, what they did was they went over and did SmackDown there as well. Man, if I were them, I like the method of Saturday afternoon international PLEs overseas. You draw major, major gate, and then you do the big, big shows here in the States, or North America, rather. Slick Johnny says, what's up, SRS? Fight Forever Season 4 released with Joe, Switchblade, and Cope. Is support for the game finished? We haven't seen Soraya yet. SteamDB says the game hasn't been touched by the devs in 2 months. That I'll look into about if it's been touched. I know that there were some budgetary issues there, but they planned on adding to this permanently. So I'll see what I can find out regarding the devs. I mean, what they might have done is just had things like this set up and then planned out to slow release them. Because it is Fight Forever, you know what I mean? And there are a plethora of talent that have not been in that game. Sir Brendo, with all the stress, I'm trying to rehab my injury and juggle all that comes with that. Thankful for the Fightful distraction. Much love, Sean. Wishing you the best, Brendo. Hope you get better soon. Going to go check out the Humper Chats as well. Don't forget, humperchats.com. That's H-U-M-P-E-R, chats.com. Matt says, been praying for you and your family, Sean. My mom is having heart surgery in a few weeks. Fightful has been my escape. Well, I really am sending love to her. Any sort of respite we can provide you, we are so happy to do, because, man, I have learned of late that is as important as possible. Nulak City says, my grandmother raised me and is getting to that age where her health is and mental is declining, sending good vibes your way, because it sucks to not only go through this, but terrible people online that have no self-respect and morals. Well, listen, ultimately, they got to live with themselves. And they can look at what they say, and they will hide that from their loved ones. There is nothing that I have ever said to anybody or said publicly that I would hide from my loved ones and my family. Thoughts on Carlito's heel turn? I think it's the right thing because, listen, he works as a babyface when you're like, oh, I miss him. And then pretty soon you see why he's a heel. DNC Digital says, this is an obvious clue that Al Snow will be teaming with Steve Blackman again. Brother, I wish we saw more Steve Blackman in this world. I feel like he was maybe at WrestleCon. Maybe. Rock Hard Joel Wood says, how long do you think Julia spends at NXT before going to the main roster? Feels like a Dragon Lee situation where she has a short stint. Well, it depends on how she adapts. If they find that she's having trouble learning to work TV or something like that, or just having trouble adapting to America, they'll keep her down there for a while. However, you know, if she takes to it really, really well, I think that they'll bring her up pretty quickly. She is, you know, as long as she don't knock the shit out of anybody or everybody, she's a surefire thing. Orlando says, thank you for all that you do. Sending so much love to you and your family. It's never easy. Think a big four will ever happen internationally. Yeah, well, it's big five now. I can't make that any more clear how WWE sees that. They see Money in the Bank as a big five, even if it's not in a stadium. Well, I mean, Survivor Series wasn't in a stadium either, but they see it as the big five. It is Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, Money in the Bank, SummerSlam, Survivor Series. Yes, I think that one will happen internationally. And not just Canada, Mexico. I think we're going to see a really, really big one happen outside of the United States, especially with how these are doing. I mean, listen, they could draw an insane amount of money. I did good. I got the word out. Don't you start on me. Here's NordVPN. I've often talked about how much of a pay-per-view buyer I am. Take that any way you want it, but I'll tell you how I take it. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Fastest VPN on the planet, global server network, all that good stuff. That's great. But a big, big reason why I got NordVPN.com/Fightful is all the pay-per-views I buy, all the money we're spending. We're trying to control costs as a company, as a household. You can get those UFC pay-per-views at a fraction of the price you're paying here in America. Plus, you can get all kinds of great content that you wouldn't normally see thanks to those services as well. Shows that are on overseas services, things that you want to watch a little bit early so you get on that UK time and watch them. Being able to change the interfaces of things like the WWE Network. Maybe you don't like Peacock, anything like that. NordVPN.com/Fightful gives you that ability while having the fastest VPN on the planet. Also, you just get so much more out of your internet experience with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Subscribe to Fight and AEW Plus. Watch AEW without commercials. Watch bare knuckle boxing. Watch UFC pay-per-views, boxing pay-per-views at the rates they're getting over in the UK. Change your virtual location with just one click. And hey, if you need any help using it, they got that 24/7 tech support. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Guys, please support our wonderful sponsors, especially BetOnline and NordVPN. But I greatly appreciate their support, your support, all that good stuff. Get in your super chats. Get in your humper chats. Adam the Red says, hi, Sean. My Lions can assign DJ Reader. What can we expect out of him? I don't know if he'll be ready for the start of the season. Listen, you can expect him to probably miss a couple games. But what you can also expect is for him to be phenomenal, assuming he comes back 100% or close to it. He is incredible. Wish we could have kept him, but I do like the direction the Bengals went, going healthier, younger, and really loading up that area. But listen, if not the Bengals last year, I wanted it to be the Lions. So have you heard anything about Detroit's rumored bid for Mania 43? Draft here was excellent. SummerSlam was a bit unfortunate. I thought SummerSlam was fine there. Let me tell you, I realized the Bengals were a poverty franchise when I stepped into Ford Field and I saw how a stadium is supposed to look like. Oh, my God. Ella says, are you going to give us a first live taste test of the cherry spread? No, because I don't know how I react to it. Sorry to hear about your loss, Sean. Love to you and the family. P.S. Bake the camembert in the oven and dunk toast in the melted cheese. Okay, I'll try that. I'll try that. Us Georgians needed a WrestleMania's apology for Mania 27 or for 27. The Falcon Stadium holds 70,000 people. I'm going to keep preaching this. Listen, if WWE wants to apologize to me, they can bring a big event to Lexington, Kentucky. Do you think we see Alba, Isla, Piper, Nikki get an opportunity to perform in Glasgow next month at Clash at the Castle? Nikki, I hope, is a part of this Wyatt Six thing. Alba and Isla, hopefully in some capacity, like give them a tag team title match, please. Piper, I think that we should have her involved in some capacity. She's got to be. I don't think we'll see them all. I think we'll see them all in some way. I can't remember if SmackDown is there or not. Heard anything on an Alexa return with Howdy teases? I believe she has to be connected eventually. I hope she is, especially with the Nikki connection, but I've not heard anything on her coming back as of yet. Not to say she isn't, it's just I haven't heard of anything, and just because I haven't heard anything doesn't mean, sorry, I just got a nice... I got a nice message from a WWE wrestler that said, it's nice to see they gave you an apology as you deserved. That was very nice to get to. MCMG update, Ricky Starks contract. Haven't heard anything on Ricky Starks. I ask him about 7 times a year. Motor City Machine Guns, Body Slam reported they are signed with AEW. I haven't confirmed that. I'll send TK a cheese plate if we get Britt back on TV sometime this decade. Any news on that front? There have been some pitches and some pushes made. I know she wants to be back on TV, but I don't know. And just to be clear, I don't know if she's like healthy or anything, but her line of thinking is, well, she's been on TV without being healthy before. Matt Hennessy says, how do you feel about talent like KO saying they plan to stay with WWE 9 months before their deal expires? Does it hurt their leverage or negotiation? I think WWE is the best fit for KO. I think his answer should have been more open-ended. So I understand that. And Matt, first off, thank you for that incredibly generous, donation that you sent. Ultimately, the leverage comes when the money comes. And I think that AEW is going to make Kevin Owens a gigantic offer if he makes it to free agency. But Kevin Owens is making it known to everybody, I would love to stay here. Let's see if they want me to stay here. And if the amount that they want me to stay here matches the amount that another person wants me to come over there. So I don't necessarily think that it's bad. Everybody has their own method. I think everybody knows Kevin Owens to be a genuine guy. He's known as a pretty great moral compass within the WWE as well. And also, he is a guy that had the option to go to AEW. He stuck with WWE despite Vince McMahon creative. And what happened with him? Well, he got a main event against Stone Cold Steve Austin, a dream match. He got a main event with his best friend against the Usos. It paid off for him. However, he doesn't like owe WWE anything because of that. This is services rendered. ASRS, do you think Triple H may not be keen on wrestling media because he views you guys as spoiling storylines? Thank you for all that you do. Love from London. So listen, I don't want to speak on why he doesn't. I just know in the past, especially when he would get off the NXT calls and he would go back and forth with some people, some of the things that he would say would indicate that he wasn't keen on them. He is an old school worker. He came up under freaking Killer Kowalski. He adored Harley Race. Like I don't expect people like that to be like, hell yeah, wrestling media. Like, of course not. Wrestling media buried the shit out of him, and rightfully so, 20 years ago. Like, I don't expect anybody or require anybody to like me or whatever, but you know what? I always respect the work and the approach. So that's what was important to me. Guys, last call. Get in your super chats. Get in your humper chats. No list goes on today. We are going to resume that probably next week. Isaac says, hi, Sean. I want to start and say sorry for the loss of your grandmother. Hope you're doing well. Well, thank you very much. What do you think of the Howdy teases so far? When do you think he shows up? I think he shows up sooner than later. I would like for it to be King of the Ring. I think that's his birthday. Well, first off, I love those teases. I would be shocked if Rob Fee, his creative ass, didn't have something to do with it. I would be very, very shocked. But I think it's good. And when I see the names that are rumored to be involved, I think, hell yeah. Like, listen, give it a go. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But give it a go and give it a real go in the Triple H regime. And we watched the Bray Wyatt documentary. Some of his ideas were a little too ambitious for how they could make sense of it. Maybe now it can be a little bit more rooted in realism. JM, who should be the next free agent prospect? So Natalya, I think, is going to be desired by AEW as well. Becky Lynch right now. Dijak, unless he signs a new deal. Ricochet's deal might be up this summer. I don't know where it's at now. Bryan Danielson's deal's coming up this fall. Dustin Rhodes this fall. Those are the ones that I'm looking at. I wish they would bring in Eric Young for this Wyatt Six things. Oh, Joey, good friend Joey. Hope you and your family are doing better this week. You know I appreciate and respect the hell out of you. Coffee on me next time we're in the same city. Joey, I don't drink coffee, but you know my ass will be there, and I'll drink a nice tea. Caden, our good friend, says, is AEW prioritizing storytelling on Dynamite over in-ring? We haven't seen those stacked match Dynamites since March. I think we're about to. I think we're going to see some of that adjust. I know Tony was in Europe this weekend, so that's why Dynamite came together a little bit later. But yeah. What do you think Drew does at Clash of the Castle? Seems too soon for the Punk match due to his injury. Do you think he gets his title match versus Priest? And does he win it? I think Drew wins the WWE title at some point this year, but I think this is the world championship for Drew, man. He was legitimately annoyed with how the CM Punk situation played out. And guess what? He's a freaking businessman. And now he is the hottest he has ever been. He is as interesting as he has ever been. He is as over as he's ever been. He got the biggest contract of his life. And he's working with one of the most over talents in the world. And he's one of the most over talent in the world. I love Eric Young. Would he be more willing to return to WWE now that Vince is gone? I would say yes, but I'll have to ask him that because he was very transparent with me. Will Banta says, my grandpa, who put me through college and was supposed to be the best man at my wedding last October, has Alzheimer's and dementia. Someone who's fears what you've gone through. My condolences and good vibes. Listen, I can't speak to the Alzheimer's aspect of things, but I'll share a personal experience with you that that I hope you get to enjoy as well. So I noticed how bad it was about 4 years ago. The last 4 years have been honestly very rough because every decision that I have made and thing that I have done ultimately has had my grandmother at mind. I've spent a lot of resources to make sure she's cared for and a lot of time as well. It got particularly bad about a year ago. It started to really descend a year and a half ago, but Christmas was one of the worst nights in my life. And it was rough. And I feared my life and her life because I knew what suffering was to her, and being scared all the time was that. And then a couple weeks later, after we had gotten around the clock in home care, I had a conversation with my grandmother and it was like nothing was wrong. And I knew better than to believe that to be the norm. But I didn't want to get off the phone because it was hard to get 3 or 4 minutes out of her on the phone. And I kept stretching it out with that phone call conversation because it was the most normal conversation, the most clear of mind she had been in quite some time. And that was something that I will treasure for the rest of my life, that will always be very, very important to me and was something that I will never, ever forget. And now in the studio right over here, my tripod and equipment stay on a table that she had in her home since I was born. And the end table that you all will see is one that was in her home since I was born. Love for Boost says, if he was free, do you think Vincent would do a Wyatt family thing, or does he look too much like Bray? Oh, I think he would, but he's under contract. He's under contract right now. But I think that he and Dutch probably would. The Bep Jr. says, when she gets cleared, where do you see Cora Jade going? Still push as a main eventer or going for the new mid-card title? Probably mid-card title. I think they want to make sure she gets reps and all that, and make sure that she can stay healthy in that regard. And, well, no, thank you, my friend. I hope that anybody who is going through something, you feel like you can lean on, if not us, people in our community, because that's the way I want this community to be. So, again, I know I have said this ad nauseum. I want to thank those of you who were nice and caring and supportive through a very, very tough time. And quite honestly, this is the worst period of my life. I'm still going to be able to do my job and I think do it incredibly well. But I just want to thank you guys who joined us. Hopefully Jimmy will be back next week because I miss talking to that dude. I miss him. I miss Jimmy, damn it. But until next time, guys, we're out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.